Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Dittmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Hatton races over to make the catch. There goes Bruton. The throw to second, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer strikes out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Semenik moves to second. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raffensperger strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adcock bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Crandall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dittmer bunts towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crandall moves to third. Adcock moves to second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Adcock scores. Dittmer moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dittmer scores. Sparn moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Sparn moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dittmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Dittmer reaches second base with a double. Crandall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Braves. Bob Kelly now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bruton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Semenik hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Logan moves to third. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pendleton strikes out. 2 outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Seekley pinch hits for Bob Kelly. Joe Seekley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seekley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Fred Baksoski now pitching. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ditmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sparn bunts in front of the plate. Semenik fields it and throws to first for the out. Ditmer moves to second. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ditmer moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greengrass moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.